What's going on, y'all? You know what it is, man. It's your boy Big Jew, and I'm back with it. Here with another episode of Big Jew Sports Talk, where sports discussion becomes sports debates, and so on and so on. Where I discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything and anything in the sports world I touch on this platform, man. I can't stress that enough. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, I'm excited to be back on the audio with Spotify for podcasters, formerly known as Anchor. And I just dropped the episode, Let's Make a Deal, the Nick Edition. So the Knicks just acquired OG Anunoby, Malachi Flynn and Precious Achiuwa from the Toronto Raptors for RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, and a second round pick. So you can check that episode out. Show your boy some love. Now he's back on audio. I'm also still doing the YouTube, so you could be on the lookout for Like Father, Like Son Part 2, the Ed and Kristen McCaffrey episode. And if you want to visit Part 1, Like Father, Like Son, is Cecil and Prince Field, excuse me. And I'll be on the lookout for the Brunsons, Jalen and Rick. So, you know, I'm just trying to do things and trying to stay consistent as far as the sports. And while I'm starting this episode off, let me wish everyone a happy New Year for my family and friends, everyone in the pen. You know, stay safe, stay blessed, stay alert, stay on point. No drinking and driving, man. Y'all know the motto. So, you know, one of my favorite times of the year when it comes to Major League Baseball is the offseason. Free agency, right? The hot stove. All the willing and dealing, the trades, the rumors. Everything that's involved with baseball, right? That's one of my favorite parts of the time. But as we all know, a lot of us baseball fans are frustrated because free agency was practically held hostage between the Ohtani and Yamamoto sweepstakes, right? And I'm going to get into the winners, the Los Angeles Dodgers. But now, with Ohtani and Yamamoto both off the market, there's pretty some good names out there as far as pitching and hitters if you're looking to improve your roster, right? As well as some relievers out there, closer Josh Hader, and I'll get into that. And some of the trades that transpired already from Juan Soto to the Yankees, Chris Sale recently traded from the Boston Red Sox to the Atlanta Braves, and a couple of pitchers who are still on the market, right? So it's a lot to be talked about when it comes to this upcoming Major League Baseball season, right? And as far as free agency, a lot of us, you know, your boy B. Jr. included, thinks it starts now. Like I just mentioned, Yamamoto off the market. Shohei Ohtani off the market. So now, before I get into the list of hitters and pitchers, just want to run down a couple of things that, you know, it's been going on. Like I just mentioned, the Los Angeles Dodgers so far have been the big winners in the offseason, right? Yes, signing Ohtani and Yamamoto. And also acquiring Tyler Glasnow and the outfielder Mark Gold for the Tampa Bay Rays, right? But the key to all that is, what is it, 85 to 88% of Ohtani's money is deferred to allow the Dodgers to be competitive and to feel a competitive team moving forward as long as he's a member of the Dodgers. So with deferred money in play, historical money at that pace, right, the Dodgers will be in play for years to come. So now, when you look at Ohtani and you look at Yamamoto, being included with Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and the rest of them people out there in Los Angeles, right? Are the Los Angeles Dodgers the team to beat in the National League in general? Because they've been the cream of the crop when it comes to the National League West. Yes, they've been tested by the Giants and been tested by the Padres. But when the smoke clears, there's only one team standing when it comes to the National League West. And let me not forget the Arizona Diamondbacks, who shocked the world, right? And surprised everyone, including your boy Big June, on the way to representing the National League in the World Series. And they've made some couple of moves in free agency to show that last year wasn't a fluke and they're here to stay and compete with the Dodgers, right? So again, let me pose that question. Are the Los Angeles Dodgers the team to beat in the National League? I mean, some would say it's hard to argue that, right? Now, with the signings of Yamamoto and Ohtani, the accusation of Tyler Glasnow to that rotation with Yamamoto, two studs to enter the rotation with Wade Buehler coming off of injury. Well, you know, if you're a member of the National League West or in the National League in general, you know, I guess you have to circle them dates against the Dodgers, right? Now, from the Dodgers, I want to focus to another team that was also in the Yamamoto sweepstakes, making trips to Japan. Also in talks with the camp of Ohtani, seeing like pique his interest into coming to New York. So as a Mets fan, you got to be kind of frustrated and, you know, left hanging of what's transpired so far in free agency, right? I know you got the owner, the big wallet. We can get any player we want. So where's it right now? No Yamamoto, no Ohtani, no Juan Soto. What's next for the New York Mets? And with the roster they have now intact, is it enough to compete in the National League East with the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves? Now, when you think of the Phillies, yeah, they haven't really made no moves, but they're loaded. And they handle their business by re-signing their ace, right, Aaron Nola. So they're looking to give Zach Wheeler an extension. But when it comes to a player that's available or suddenly available, Philadelphia is always a team that, you know, is always going to be competitive and they're always going to look to improve their roster. So when you look at the Phillies, when you look at the Braves, with the acquisition of Chris Sale, now let's get into that for a second, right? When you look at Chris Sale, yes, he is in the top tier pitcher he was when he was in consideration for Cy Young's or when he was the pitcher when he was first acquired by the Boston Red Sox, leading them to a World Series, right? Major injuries, setbacks, inconsistencies the last couple of seasons. But now, in a situation like the Atlanta Braves, where they can slide him into the fourth or the fifth slot in the rotation, the pressure is lessened for him, right? The recovery, letting him slowly progress and to get into the fold and to become the pitcher he once was, right? So it's kind of like the perfect situation for Chris Sale. Looking at it, there's no pressure. You're no longer the top staff. You're not no longer the top of the rotation, right? But you can still do damage and be impressive at the 4-5 and possibly move up to 3 in that rotation, right? Moving forward, he just got an extension. So honestly, Atlanta Braves got to like what they see through the medical, what they see through video, and feel they could tinker with a couple of things and he could rediscover that magic, right? Okay, so as far as looking at the National League East with the Mets, Phillies, the Braves, you just kind of stacked right there for that National League team, right? So when you look at now, let's take a quick look at the National League Central, right? Chicago Cubs surprised everyone last year. But so far, they lost Cody Bellinger. He's still out there in free agency. Marcus Stroman, he's out there in free agency. They were in talks to get Yamamoto like every other Major League Baseball team, right? What's next for the Chicago Cubs? Can they sustain what they accomplished last season? Can they make noise in the National League Central? Which is kind of mediocre, right? When you're looking at it through the whole landscape of the National League Central right now, right? Yes, the Cardinals had a down year. The pitching was horrendous. They still got Arenado. Goldschmidt is entering his free agency year. So with the acquisitions of Sonny Gray, Lance Lynn, and Kyle Gibson to shore up the rotation, are the St. Louis Cardinals back in play? Can they be a force in the National League Central? Like I just mentioned, they signed Sonny Gray, presumably be their ace. Lance Lynn reunited once again with St. Louis, right? They bring in a veteran like Kyle Gibson. Three righties, three starters, proven track records. Is that enough to compete in the National League Central? Now, one of the Cinderella teams that the shoe fell before the season ended was the Cincinnati Reds, right? And, you know, with Ella Cruz and some of these young prospects reaching their peak at the major league level, it was exciting to see Cincinnati back to being competitive, back to playing over 500 ball, back to competing almost for a wild card spot and the National League Central at the same time. So, you know, they made a couple of moves. They added Frankie Montez, coming off injury with the New York Yankees, 1-year deal, prove it, $16 million. Could be a nice addition to the rotation. They also added, which was kind of tricky and questionable, Candelario, who's with the Cubs and Nationals last year, third baseman, could play shortstop, utility. But with so many prospects in the infield and a clutter from India to De La Cruz, was it smart and wise to them for the Cincinnati Reds to sign Candelario? I mean, it is what it is. Maybe they could spin him off like the Nationals did to the Cubs and get a couple of prospects in return. So who knows, right? But as far as the move that they made, and let's forget Nick Martinez for the bullpen. So they addressed the bullpen, the starting rotation, and the offense. So far, Cincinnati has made noise, right? Now, as I mentioned about the Arizona Diamondbacks, early in the offseason, they acquired Eugenio Suarez, third baseman for the Seattle Mariners, to shore up that defense, right? And the lineup added some pop from the right-hand side. But also, one of the moves that, you know, was noticeable for me, for everyone else who's keeping track of who's going where, right? Eduardo Rodriguez, who opted out of his contract with the Detroit Tigers and signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So now you add him to the rotation with Zach Geffen and Merrill Kelly and the young rookie who, you know, basically shocked everyone as well and solidifying that rotation, right? So in Arizona, can they compete with the Dodgers? So when you look at Yamamoto, Eduardo Rodriguez, I mean, Ganslow, that rotation, Zach Giffen, those matchups, those divisional matches are going to be real juicy leading forward, right? This next season, right? And they also re-signed Gurriel. So again, Suarez signing Eduardo Rodriguez. The Diamondbacks are making noise and trying to prove that last year's season was not a fluke. They also have the reigning rookie of the year, right? Corbin Carroll. So look out for the Diamondbacks to see what they could do as far as was it a fluke and they compete and make noise and represent the National League once again in the World Series, right? But, you know, like I just mentioned, Yamamoto, Otani, both off. So you look at some of the pitchers who are remaining, right, on the market. You got Blake Snell. You got Jordan Montgomery. You got closers Josh Hader. You got Jordan Hicks. You got Aroldis Chapman. You got Marcus Stroman, who I just mentioned. And, you know, the elephant in the room where he might re-sign mid-season with his former team is Clayton Kershaw, right? So that's looking at that list. And Trevor Bauer, if you want to bring him back into the fold when he was just pitching in Japan. So, again, Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Josh Hader, Marcus Stroman, Aroldis Chapman, Jordan Hicks, and Clayton Kershaw, add Trevor Bauer to the mix too. Now when you go to the offensive side, you got Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman, Jorge Soler, J.D. Martinez, Reese Hoskins, and Teoscar Hernandez. Now, those are some pretty powerful bats when you look at it, from Bellinger to Chapman to Soler, who won MVP of the World Series a couple of years ago, as well as another World Series winner in J.D. Martinez. Now, you also got Reese Hoskins coming off injury, so he didn't play all of last season. But yet, we all know what his bat does and the productivity while he was a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. As far as Hernandez, he was thunderous as far as bat-wise, protected in Toronto, had a down year with Seattle, but as far as that bat, he can heat it up and get right with anyone in the league, right? So, again, from Bellinger, Chapman, let's slow down a little bit. Talk about Matt Chapman real fast, right? From the Oakland Athletics, Toronto, didn't really make the noise he was supposed to. Out of free agency, haven't has really generated any kind of buzz. I get it. Everything was held hostage from Otani Yamamoto, but now you figure things will start heating up. So you look for a market to heat up for as far as Matt Chapman. And Jorge Soler, a powerful right bat, right-handed bat, right? Like I just mentioned, World Series MVP a couple of years ago with the Atlanta Braves. Someone is looking to shore up that offense and get some thunder into that lineup. Look for Solo if you're looking for a veteran presence who could only be DH or sporadically, you know, play the outfield. J.D. Martinez fits that bill, right? And if you're looking for a young, productive bat or middle-aged bat, Hernandez also fits that bill as well. So when you look at the offense and the pitching for the remaining free agencies, right? Free agency, you look at that spring training, slowly, shortly approaching. A lot of these players got to find new homes, right? Now, you also have some of these pitchers who've been on the trade market, who've been rumored to be traded, going on one season, two seasons now. You got Corbin Burns, Shane Bieber. You got Dylan Crease. You got Jesus Luzardo. You got Logan Gilbert. So, some of these pitchers, if one, maybe two, not, will get traded before the season starts, or if not, before the trading deadline in this upcoming season. So look for Corbin Burns to find a new home, Shane Bieber, Dylan Crease, as the White Sox look to tear everything down. Logan Gilbert out there in Seattle. Now, Seattle's one of those enigma teams, right? They competed. They made the playoffs. They broke their streak of not making the playoffs. They fell short last season, and they tried to stay competitive while blowing up the pieces and staying under the salary cap and luxury tax. So where does Seattle go from here? Right, they traded Jared Kelenic to Atlanta as far as dumping contract and Marco Gonzalez. So that's another team when you look at them, like, are they going to be competitive? Are they going to stay? What's the deal with them? What's the deal with the Milwaukee Brewers? Why is Corbin Burns on the market, right? They just lost their manager, Craig Counsell, who jumped ship to the Chicago Cubs. So what's in play for the Milwaukee Brewers? Can they stay competitive? What about the Baltimore Orioles? Now, when you look at the Baltimore Orioles coming off 100 wins, a young core that should be playing together for like the next 5 to 10 years, if they could keep them together intact, right? Now, this is a small market. Now, this is one of the problems they have as a small market team, right? You can't sign everyone. You can't pay everyone. Everyone isn't willing to take a hometown discount, right? So how did the Baltimore Orioles remain on top of the American League East? With the Yankees' acquisition of Juan Soto, looking to improve the roster with a move or two. The Boston Red Sox signing Lucas Giolito, looking to rebound from the horrendous season they had last season. The Toronto Blue Jays are always on the heels of the Yankees and Boston and anyone else who's competing at the American League East at the high level, right? So how does a young team like Baltimore, with 100 wins, compete and stay afloat in the American League East, in the American League in general, if you're not making any additions? Now, this is a team that, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm looking for them to compete and stay successful and have a successful run and hopefully, you know, win a championship. Not at the expense of my New York Yankees, but in general, right? So when you look at it as a fan of Major League Baseball, you will hope that the Baltimore Orioles can, you know, repeat the success they had and add a couple of pieces to keep the engine running strong, right? So you look at that and look at Detroit, right? Young team in American League Central, pretty much up for grabs right now. No one has a strong hold on that, right? So when you look at Detroit, young lineup, they added Jack Flaherty, they added Kenta Maeda, two slotted pitchers, right? Could give you innings. You know what you're going to get with those two pitchers right there. So, you know, something that you could look and build for as far as that rotation with the young pieces they have in place as well. So look for the Detroit Tigers to make noise, and also look for the Kansas City Royals to make noise, right? They made a couple of moves, you know, Bobby Witt Jr., coming of age, and they still got Salvador Perez. They also signed Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, two pitchers that, you know, won't blow the roof off the names as far as selling names, but when you look at the resume and what they accomplished in their careers, it's kind of solid. When you look at the team that's actually making the move, it makes it more impressive to see them competing. And let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago the Kansas City Royals were the champions in the Major League Baseball world, right? So it's a couple of teams that can make noise, man. You know, before I get this show off and, you know, handle my business as far as the YouTube world, let me throw a couple of trades that did happen already, right? Juan Soto was traded to Atlanta. I mean, traded to the New York Yankees along with Trent Grinsen, right? Chris Sale, like I mentioned, went from Boston to Atlanta. You had Tyler Gansloe and the outfielder Margot heading to the Los Angeles Dodgers. You had Tyler O'Neill going from St. Louis to the Boston Red Sox. You had Alex Verdugo going from Boston to the New York Yankees. Like I just mentioned, Jared Kelenic, Marco Gonzalez, and a couple other players headed from Seattle to Atlanta. You had Eugenio Suarez, who I mentioned earlier as well, from Seattle to Arizona. You had Mark Connell, who went from the Mets to Milwaukee to Detroit. So he headed from Milwaukee to Detroit. If you look at some of these moves, like I mentioned with Milwaukee, why would they now try to get a player like Mark Connell, right? Affordable, helps the run. You don't really have a lot of pop in that lineup, yet they traded them. So some of these small markets that cannot retain some of these players, that they outprice themselves, and some of these veterans that just become a trade chip, right? It is what it is. But, you know, hopefully your team keeps improving minds. You know, Brian Cashman is always on deck, and hopefully, you know, he responds and everything goes right for the New York Yankees this offseason. But again, it is what it is, and hopefully your team makes some noise. And again, there's some available pitchers and hitters out there in free agency, from Blake Snell to Cody Bellinger. There's some real superstars out there, from Marcus Stroman to Jorge Sola. It's a proven commodity out there, man. So hopefully your team can improve, man. And, you know, if you're looking to swing a trade, if you don't have the money, there's a Shane Bieber out there. There's a Corbin Burns. There's a Dylan Crease. Hey, there's a Logan Gilbert. There's some pitchers out there with some premium names and some quality stuff out there, man, if you want to get the job done through a trade. It is what it is, man. Before I go, with my family and friends in New York, stay safe, stay sharp, stay blessed, stay alert, stay on point. All my family and friends in the pen, some of y'all went in, some of y'all about to come home, some of y'all in the box. It is what it is, man. Happy New Year, man. There's always love on this side. One.